Well, this could just be a case of Google not doing a very good job of indexing my site anymore, or it could be that I've never actually written this piece, even though it's one of my favorite stories to tell. That's, by the way, how I generally write, is I write stories that I've told to other people. And usually a couple of times at least, because that's when I do the rehearsal to like, and do the perfecting of it, is by actually gauging real human interaction, how they respond to it. Of course, that's been suffering a lot during the pandemic. And maybe, I don't know, has my writing suffered? I don't know. But this story goes back so far that, I don't know, I must have told it 20 times so far. And it comes up when people talk about reality. What do we know about what's real and what's not real? And the truth is, well, we think this isn't the truth. Is we think what we perceive is actually what's really happening. And in some objective sense. You know, that when you look at a tree, you're seeing a tree. That's really there. The tree is actually there. If you're looking at a building or a car or a bicycle or another person or 50 other people or 100,000 other people, or you're in an airplane at your 50,000 feet or however high they fly, what you're seeing there in the little tube that's like really infinitesimally small compared to the expanse that you're seeing, that is an objective view of what's really happening. So I remember being in Austin, Texas once, very long time ago, at an outdoor bar, and they have really nice outdoor bars in Austin. And this was on a patio, and they had since it's Austin, they had a little stage there for performers because there was a lot of music in Austin. And pretty much you go into a bar and at least, even if someone isn't playing, there is a stage for them to play on. And this afternoon, there was somebody with a guitar and a singer singing, and the stage was built around a tree. And it was a tree. It was part of the environment, really, an important part, because it provided shade. And I think the tree must have been the home for birds, because it was when it got quiet, you could hear the birds. And it provided the essence of tree, whatever that is. A tree isn't just the combination of sights and sounds that hit your sensory organs, for lack of a better word. There's a certain treeness to it that is in addition to all of the things that were the senses that we're aware of. There's more to it than that. So then I thought about it from the tree's point of view? Let me put my, for a moment, imagine that my consciousness, my center, was actually in the body of that tree. How much of what I have just experienced about the tree and the music and, oh, there are other people sitting here and there are tables and there are waiters and waitresses that are coming back and forth bringing us our drinks, and there's sort of a mood amongst all the human beings. These are all things that I sense sitting there. How much of that is the tree even aware of? And of course, I'll never know the answer to that question, because I can't really transfer my awareness inside of the tree. But it's something to think about, because then you bring that. Okay, let's say the tree can't tell that there are even humans here. And that maybe the only way they can tell that there are humans here because the temperature is a little warmer at certain points in time, or if people are smoking, the air gets a little bit more difficult. Well, do trees breathe? Actually, I'm not sure if they do. take in? Yes, they do. They take in carbon dioxide and they spit out oxygen. So yes, they do breathe. Maybe they like it when there's smoke because more carbon dioxide. I don't know. But the tree's point of view is an interesting one to think about because it doesn't have, we don't think, have an ability to, what we would call see or hear or smell. But does it have senses? I think it does. Okay. All right. So now let's bring that back into the human body. How much of what's happening around us right now that is there that we just simply don't have the equipment to experience? You know, how much? And of course, that's where I have to stop because I don't know the answer to that question. But it's why when people talk about God and, you know, what's real and what's not, that there's certainty that what they're experiencing is what's real. It always has to be with the caveat is comma to me. Because it really is all you know about. You don't know about what it's like for everybody else, including the trees. Okay, thank you for listening. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.